Inside the Sons of Norway Hall, round tables covered in red tablecloths take up most of the floor space. On the floor in front of the hall's small stage are a few stage props, some chairs, a podium, a box that reads evidence. It's the second year that Petersburg's local acting group is bringing its talents here and away from the usual venue, the Ryde Auditorium.
I don't want them to see us go all the floor.
The production is being directed by Oren Pearson and Mary Ellen Anderson.
I'm over here. All right, let's take our places, everybody. I'm over here. All right, shall we take it away?
Ole and Lena's Three Doors to Death is a play within a play. So Anderson is not only helping direct, she plays the part of a director in the play as well.
Places, everyone.
Action.
Oh, here's your favorite wine glass, Uncle Harry.
Oh, thank you, Cynthia.
Oh, you should think this particular wine glass is charmed with something I never understand.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me, my dear.
Allow me to fill your wine glass, Brother Harry.
Good, good. So far, good. Don't lose your British accents. Keep up the pacing.
Right. Anderson tells me that last year was the Mitkoff-Mummers' first attempt at a dinner theater. It was only one night and quickly sold out. This year it's two nights and, as usual, caters to an attentive audience.
It is a interactive dinner theater play, and it has a play within a play. There's a 18th century play that's being produced, and then a murder happens, and I won't give you any more information than that because I don't want to spoil the surprise.
So what goes into a production at the Sons of Norway compared to the Ryde Auditorium? Usually the Mitkoff-Mummers are performing and rehearsing, practicing at the auditorium. How does this differ?
Well, first of all, minimal sets, minimal lights. We have to kind of do it that way because we don't have the whole stage and all the things that go with it, the lighting up above and the sound system and everything. And so we're doing it on the floor of the hall, not up on the stage. It's hard to project voices from that stage. It's a little difficult. Plus then it's harder for people to see some of the action we needed to have them see. Oh, and the other thing, what I like most about it is that it creates a real intimacy with the audience. We're really close up to the front people sitting up front. They're right there.
So for somebody that's never been to a dinner theater, what's it like?
Well, don't worry. We're not going to be dragging anyone up out of the audience and making them do goofy things or anything. It's just voting, yelling out responses, thinking, keeping your eye on the actors, making decisions. Nobody's going to get embarrassed or anything like that. My first thought with interactive theater was always like, oh gosh, are they going to drag me up there and make me do something? And no, that's not the case at all. It's just fun participation.
Who done it?
That's Kyle Clayton, playing the main character, Detective Woolrich.
Okay, what do we got? We got the scene of the crime, the approximate time, no wounds on the body. What do you think? Should we figure out how the murder was committed, or should we look for a motive?
That's where the audience comes in. The detective involves the dinner guests, getting them to help him solve the death of one of the actors, Harry, played by Oren Pearson.
Sweet, without being sentimental.
Gordon, what's happening?
What's wrong?
Harry's choking! Look at his face! It's turning blue!
The play lasts about 30 minutes. The night's proceeds are being split between the Mitkoff-Mummers and the Sons of Norway. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.